AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. No love in the Valentine's Day forecast for New England. Blizzard warning has been posted for all of eastern Massachusetts, parts of Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says that's just going to make matters worse for snow removal.
We expect that we will move literally millions of tons of snow over the course of the last few days and the next few days.
The public transit system in Boston has announced it is suspending all rail, bus, and ferry services tomorrow, but the governor has stopped short of imposing an outright travel ban. An alleged plot to commit a mass killing on Valentine's Day at a mall in Nova Scotia has been broken up. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commander Brian Brennan tells CTV what's known about the plot.
Information gathered suggested that a 19-year-old Timberley male and a 23-year-old Geneva, Illinois female had access to firearms, and it was their intention to go to a public venue in the Halifax region on February 14th with a goal of opening fire to kill citizens and then themselves.
A woman and two other suspects are in custody. Another suspect killed himself as police were trying to arrest him. Pope Francis tells 20 new cardinals to put aside their pride, jealousy, and self-interest. AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome that the Pope has been working to change the Vatican bureaucracy.
From the start, Francis has had some very, very tough words for the men in the highest levels of the Church. He has, from the beginning, warned against the careerism, the gossip that he says is really endemic inside the Vatican. He wants the senior churchmen to be men of service.
Many of the new cardinals are from far-flung, often overlooked dioceses where Catholics are a distinct minority. About 140 pilot whales stranded on a remote stretch of New Zealand beach have died. Conservation workers and volunteers hope the remaining 60 or so will survive. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration will allow some of Cuba's private businesses to sell goods in the United States. AP's Michael Weisenstein has a rundown.
The U.S. has authorized a list of products that can be imported from Cuba. There are a lot of exceptions. It doesn't include food or agricultural products, and all of the imports have to be from Cuban private businesses.
And among the items still banned from import, Cuban cigars and rum. Anyone wanting those products will have to travel to Cuba and buy them themselves. Just hours after Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber announced his resignation, federal prosecutors subpoenaed state records and electronic communications relating to him, his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes, and 15 others in his administration. Prosecutors also asked for records of payments made to Hayes and her company. Kitzhaber's last day in office is next Wednesday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.